Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cromwell Cares August edition, where we have Aubrey Song in today in studio, and we have the executive director, Carol Ferber, who is in here to tell us all about this amazing nonprofit that helps with eating disorders. But first, we want to thank you for tuning in and tagging along all this year with all of these great nonprofits as we learn throughout the year all the amazing things that they do right here in our community. But we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So I want to take a moment to thank Jerry Ray Davis, your friend in the car business, and also Robert Edge with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Everybody, welcome to the Cromwell Cares podcast. And this month we have our August winner, which is Aubrey Song. And in the studio with me today, I have Carolyn Ferber, who is the executive director of Aubrey Song. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us. And so, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, this is a passion for us as a company, is to always, you know, give back and to make a difference where we are. So this really is something that we enjoy doing and being able to support other people in our community, that especially nonprofits that do so much for the people in our community. We really appreciate all that you guys do. I know that you guys are probably touching lives every single day.
We try.
So I wanted you to just kind of tell me a little bit about you personally and what brought you to Aubrey Song.
Oh, well, I grew up in Owensboro and left for 10 years, the state of Kentucky, and came back in 2009. And I have an extensive background in nonprofit management, fundraising, volunteer management, program management and development. I mean, I've just got this extensive background. So Aubrey Song, about 3.5 years ago, decided to hire an executive director, and they were looking for someone part-time, and that worked well for me at the time. So I applied, and they liked what I had to offer, and so we've been steamrolling since.
That's awesome. So you've been with them for 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned from the time that you started working from Aubrey Song to now? What is kind of some things that you've learned about it?
Well, I have learned quite a lot. I knew eating disorders were an issue. I remember growing up and hearing about Karen Carpenter, who had a severe case of anorexia, passing away from that. But I really didn't know a whole lot else. So I've learned a lot about the different types of eating disorders, and more importantly, the things that encourage those kinds of behaviors, the negative influences in our community and our society, and in advertising, in media, in social media. So, you know, we all have a body image, and we have to do a better job of helping protect our young people's body image. Eating disorders affects everyone of all ages, all genders, all ethnicities, races, socioeconomic status. But we really see a lot of younger kids experience those body image issues, which develop into having disordered eating behaviors. They may fast a couple of days and then eat something. They may eat a lot and then purge. They may, avoid certain foods. And then over a period of time, that is done in secret. And then they end up having a health crisis.
Right.
So I've learned a lot about that. And Kentucky is what we need to do is have more treatment options here in Kentucky. And we only have an outpatient program in Louisville, and anyone else who needs to have a higher level care of treatment has to go out of state.
Wow. You told me a little bit about you and kind of some things that you've learned. So tell me a little bit about Aubrey Song, just kind of the background, and then we'll get into eating disorders and how common it is, mm-hmm. and what you guys provide to those people that need your services.
Sure. So Aubrey Song Foundation started in 2005 after the tragic loss of a young woman named Aubrey Michelle Clark. She suffered in silence with eating disorders when she was in middle school. She was not diagnosed until she was, a senior in high school. And by that point, she was in a health crisis. So she was immediately sent out of state for a higher level of care. Her parents were left just blindsided by this. They had no idea. And so she battled this for about 4 years. She was in and out of several treatment centers and all out of state. And she lost her battle with it. And she ended up passing away at 22 due to complications of her eating disorder. And so family and friends, of course, were devastated. And one family member or family friend decided, I want to do something. I need to do something. He felt led. So that's how Aubrey Song Foundation was started. And the intent was to not only keep Aubrey's legacy alive, because she loved helping others. She just couldn't help herself. Right. So they wanted to keep her legacy going, but also make sure that other families like the Clarks did not go through the turmoil that they went through by not having resources, by not knowing what to do, by not having any direction or guidance.
You said that there's really only one place here in Kentucky for people with eating disorders, and it's, you said, an outpatient treatment?
Yeah, there's different levels of treatment. Initially, it's outpatient, like working with a team, a nutritionist, a therapist, and a physician. There might be the outpatient level, which just meets daily for a week for a few hours, and it includes the therapeutic piece, it includes the nutrition piece, but it also has a lot of group therapy and working and in a group and individually with that person. So they come and go from that. That's actually in Louisville, the Louisville Center for Eating Disorders. Then the next level, if needed, is either intensive outpatient or inpatient or residential. Inpatient is pretty much the 24/7 medical care in addition to the therapies and the nutrition piece. And residential care is that they've managed their symptoms, their disorder to a point where they can be there without having that medical piece.
When do you guys come in, and what are the services that you guys offer?
We are a resource center. So any therapist, doctors, dietitians, anyone, parents, even patients themselves, needing some direction in how to get treatment, or what the treatment options are for the initial phase, they come to us and we kind of coach them, we kind of guide them, we educate them about eating disorders. A lot of parents are scared. They're feeling like they have to hurry up and do something.
Right.
They call us, we kind of get some more information, and then we give them some names of who we know in the community that has worked with clients with eating disorders, and whether they're taking patients. We kind of meet them where they're at and their resources, and then help them find the resources that complement them.
Right. So you kind of connect them to who they need to be speaking with as far as services go.
Yes, locally. And then we've had some instances where there was a higher level of care needed, so we kind of work with a number of out-of-state treatment facilities. There's one in Louisville, St. Louis, and Cincinnati, in the surrounding states. And so we kind of work with them to help get people in as best as we can.
How common are eating disorders, and what are some, like, so let's say that you're really not sure, what are some things that you can look for as far as
sure
being able to see it in somebody else, like a, you know, just as awareness?
Well, in the state of Kentucky, there's 900,000 people with eating disorders, and one third of those have life-threatening conditions. So it's pretty common. With the pandemic, we saw an increase. We've definitely seen nationally an increase in eating disorders, especially in young people. The way parents or loved ones or friends can notice is they might be fasting or skipping meals a little more often than usual. They might start wearing baggy clothes. The biggest thing is that the losing weight in a short amount of time, a significant amount of pounds, that people would be, you know, kind of think, oh my gosh, you've lost a lot of weight, you look good, but it might not have been the healthiest way to do that. Hoarding food in their bedroom. We've had parents talk about finding empty food containers and wrappers under their bed. For those who might have bulimia, they eat in a lot of food in one sitting, and then they disappear into the bathroom during the meal or after the meal and are purging, mm-hmm. or they're exercising for 2 hours to help burn the calories they just took in. They might have a real strict restriction about certain foods. They also may talk a lot about how they need to be on a diet, or they are on a diet. They may talk about how much they're how heavy they are when they're physically appearance-wise, they're not, and or worried about calories.
Right. I was going to say, I hear that a lot.
Well, you know, we all have this thing about being on diets. I mean, it's kind of what our advertising world pushes. The latest trend and fads. But, you know, the person who has the eating disorders, there's a lot more mental, there's a mental piece that just really drives them. It can be fueled by trauma, substance abuse. It could be fueled by home environment. It could be fueled by school shaming, body shaming, anything in their environment. And so sometimes, you know, we all are self-conscious, but it's those who take that to the extreme and really own that information that's not correct or accurate and take it to the next level.
So if somebody is needing assistance and thinks maybe that their daughter or son has some eating disorder and possibly be in trouble, mm-hmm. What is a way that they can connect with you or reach out to you? What is the process?
Well, they definitely can give us a call at 270-852-6514 and talk to us, and we can kind of get some information. We've had parents who call not really sure. They have a concern about the sudden weight loss. We'll ask some questions about maybe some of their behaviors or things they're doing. And then we sort of assess whether they've had anybody in the health field look at the situation, address the situation. And then if they have not, we try to connect them with a physician, and a therapist that to start. So we want to make sure that labs are done so that their health is not at risk, get them into therapy so that they can start addressing the mental piece of this. And then usually the physicians will make a referral to the nutritionist, so they'll start to help them to redevelop their relationship with food. Mm-hmm. And again, depending on where they're at, if they're a higher level risk, then we're going to start trying to connect them with some out-of-state, higher level treatment centers.
Okay. Do you guys have anything coming up that you want to discuss where people can come and support you or get more information?
We do. We have an event coming up on September 22nd. It's called Pickin' for a Cause, Keeping Aubrey's Song Alive. It's got local musicians that are going to be playing that evening. We have a silent auction with live music going on. We'll have a plated dinner and music going on. And it should be a really fun time. It'll be down at the Bluegrass Museum. So we're real excited about that. And folks like Randy Lanham and the Possum Pickers, Cam Thompson, Justin Cole, and Toy Heart will be playing. for us this that evening.
Awesome. Yeah. I love Randy.
Yeah.
He's a great human.
He is. He's wonderful. And we're really excited to have these artists performing and helping support our efforts in the community.
So where can they get more information on that? Do you have a website they can go to?
Absolutely. They can go to aubreysong.org. That's capital AUBREYS, capital SONG.org. There on the front homepage is information about the event and a place to click to get tickets. We encourage people to act fast because we've already sold half of them out.
That's awesome. That's yeah. really great, though.
So, and we're really excited to, I should mention, we're really excited to have Owensboro Health as our premier sponsor for that event. So, we've got some really great partners in the community that River Valley, Baird's Wealth Management, a lot of sponsors. So we're real excited to have the support and hope people come out for it.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. It's always great when you have people that are willing to help and support you and what you guys are doing, because it is definitely needed.
Mm-hmm.
Being a woman, I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, with young girls, and you know, more in women than in men, because like I was telling you earlier, I don't think there's a conversation where you're having with a woman and she's actually happy with the way she looks. I think a lot of times it's always, you know, well, I need to work out more, or I need to eat less of this, or I need to be better at that. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just very hard on ourselves. And it's great that you guys are there to be able to help and to kind of drive that positive message and guiding young women and women and young people to being healthy versus, you know, trying to be this perfect image of mm-hmm. an Instagram photo, which we all know is, you know,
filtered, not real.
Right. don't go for the unrealistic version of yourself. Go for the realistic, real you.
So. Yeah. One of the things we do, too, is in the schools, we take a positive body image presentation into middle and high schools. And so we really help raise their awareness of kids about how they think about themselves and what influences that. So we want to try to get them starting young and help them recognize that. Yeah. People in advertising is usually Photoshopped. They're not real. Even Cindy Crawford said, I don't look like Cindy Crawford when I wake up in the morning. So, so you know, it's just grasping reality about.
Right.
And accepting who we are and how we look.
Well, I really appreciate all your time, and I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. And if people want to get involved, they can reach out to you.
Yep.
Or they can go to the website or give
yep.
you a call. Do you want to give that information again?
Yep. The number again is 270-852-6514. And then our website is aubreysong.org, AUBREYSSONG.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Cromwell Cares August edition for our grant winner, Aubrey Song. I am your host today, Tanya Iverson, General Manager of Cromwell Media. I want to thank you for listening and learning all about this amazing nonprofit. And I also want to thank our sponsors, Robert Edge with Kentucky Farm Bureau and Jerry Ray Davis, your friend in the car business. You've been listening to Cromwell Cares, a Cromwell Media production.